Thank you for holding. Is this Travis?
Yes.
Hi, Travis. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. Happy holidays to you. Hope you're ready for 2022, right around the corner.
Yeah, we're getting ready. We're excited for it.
Yeah, it's always good. New year, new beginnings. Hopefully we can leave coronavirus in 2021.
I hope so.
I've had enough. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to apply some discounts to the listing. She said, you know, she's kind of on the fence, but if I make it affordable, there's a chance. So did you have any questions in regards to the listing aside from just the pricing?
I'm just kind of curious how it all works. Obviously the listing is shown higher. I mean, like she was saying, I pulled it up here. I typed in electrician Silent Springs, and there's like the promoted listings.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Anderson. Yeah, it says it says Google guaranteed, and it has a check mark. Well, yeah, it says ad here.
Right.
But then there's like Safe and Sound. I know Justin Peachy, the guy that owns it. He's a good dude. Grant Electrical. I'm pretty sure he's working for somebody else now, because I actually used to work with him. And then there's, Maples. Our listing is quite a ways down here on the list. I mean, I'm just curious as to how, how do you guys boost that? Is that something through Google or?
Yeah. So our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry. The guys that are showing on Google Guarantee have been running an ad with a Google partner company over an extended period of time. After a while, they evaluate your reviews and how you're doing, and then they'll extend you an offer for Google Guarantee, which is ensuring the customer that if they go with you, that we will back them for up to $2,000 worth of damages. So it's like a little extra insurance to the homeowner or business owner. You qualify for that after running an ad over a period of time. So you would have to obviously start with a local listing and an ad, and then obviously, get evaluated and extended an offer for that. They basically want to make sure the people they give it to, they're probably never going to have to use that insurance on.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully that kind of answers your question. But it is a method of programming. So they have an algorithm. The algorithm updates weekly. If you're not consistently applying the updates and maintaining the quality score of the ad or of your Google Places placement, you'll see yourself rotate off. So any guys that are like out of business that are still up there, they might have already paid for that month of service and then went out of business. So they're basically going to stay up there until we find a replacement for them.
Okay.
Or their billing has transpired, but we try to fill those spots so that way there's consistently an option to the end user.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I was telling her, Northwest Arkansas is going crazy right now. I mean, they're building thousands and thousands of homes. I mean, there's no shortage of work.
Yeah.
And so, I haven't had to run any kind of advertisements because, I mean, I made a Facebook page. Within like 3 days had almost 500 likes on it and a bunch of shares. I mean, we've been in business we've been in the electrical trade for, close to 10 years now. Altogether. And so a lot of people know us, they know our name, they know our faces. So whenever we put it out there that, hey, this is us, this is what we're doing, it just kind of, it took off like a rocket. So, I haven't had to do a lot of advertising. I was telling her we're booked.
Are you big on movies, Travis? Are you a movie guy?
No, not really.
Okay. So there's a movie. It's funny to me, because the things that you're saying right now. It's called The Intern. It's with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. They're two kind of like comedian guys. And it's about this exact scenario. It's these guys are interning at Google, and they're selling Google ads, right? And their internship is about selling ads.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what I did. And they run into this business owner who's been in the area for over 25 years. He's completely convinced that he doesn't need the internet.
Right.
He's given him all this spiel of why he doesn't need it. But on the back end in his real life, things aren't really going as he's portraying it to go, you know? And so...
Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Can you hear me? Hello? Travis? Hello, hello, hello? Travis? I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can hear you. Hello?
Are you still there? I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, I'm still there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Must have been a bad area. No, but...
well, I'm sitting still right now, so I don't know.
I was rambling. Okay, so what I was getting at is that, you know, it's not necessarily designed for a failing business. We're not trying to go in and find a business that's failing and make them successful. It's designed for a successful business to help, and that's what you want. You want to be giving the customer at the other end somebody who is successful, somebody who is reliable, somebody that's going to go and give a quality service, and that's why they continue to use Google. So, you know, the business owner is painting this picture of, oh, he can't benefit from any more, and he doesn't need advertising and things like that, because in his mind, he's just trying to avoid spending more money. Right, he's thinking there's no way my business is going to be successful if I keep spending money on things. But at the end of the day, it's actually the solution that's going to end up making more money for him, make the business more successful, make things run more smoothly, have more of a smooth process of doing business, threading through what's real opportunity and what's not real opportunity, so he's not wasting his time. So it actually has all these benefits to it. Aside from just, I know it looks like a bill, right? So I understand that fear of being like, hey, I don't want to spend more money on marketing. But this isn't a conversation about spending more money, right? You're already on pay-per-lead systems. You're doing the Facebook thing, like you told me. I know Facebook's free unless you're doing the paid ads. But that Home Advisor system that you're on is hooked up to Angie. That's a pay-per-lead system. You know,
I'm not sold on that system.
Okay, well, you definitely won't be sold on it if you give this a shot, because what they're doing is they're putting themselves on Google. They have one of these spots. Home Advisor and Angie's List give Google about $5 million a month to go towards these type of ads throughout the United States. And when they get a lead in your area, in your industry, they'll sell it to you for $20, $50, $100, whatever they feel it's worth, but they sell it to five people. So they get that $20, $50, $100 five times over, and then they turn their back and go on about their business, and they tell you guys good luck. So a lot of the times you guys end up paying a lead fee without getting a job necessarily. Well, the solution is one of these positions becoming available. If we list Thurman Electric on the first page of Google independently, the people just got to look for an electrician. They see your top recommended option there. They can call you directly as a live call. So you have a real human being in your area that was just searching for your services. And, you know, there's no lead fees. You don't got to deal with your leads going to your four or five other competitors to where you got to drop your price just to get them, you know. So you know what you're spending each month. You'll have a marketing budget, and then you're not limited on your capacity. If you set a budget with Home Advisor, $500, and you're getting charged $50 a lead, well, you get 10 swings of the bat that month, and that's it, you know? Otherwise, you got to spend more money. Yeah. But if we list you here, it's usually more cost-efficient and better.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you my side of it. So... like I was saying, I'm covered up until February right now. I mean, I've got a few little loose days that I could squeeze like service calls in. But like I was telling, was it Tara?
Yes, Tara.
So most of my business so far has come from word of mouth or people that we know just from being in the business. So our business so far in 6 months has grown. I mean, to the point we have enough work. I mean, obviously, to get us to the end of the year and into next year, you know, start off pretty good. But we're not gaining a whole lot of new clientele.
Right.
You know, so like, you know, we might get one or two calls a month from somebody that I don't know.
Right.
You know, that found us through Google, through Facebook, whatever. And that's the number I would like to see go up. We've got a couple contractors that we're in with that we do little odd jobs for here and there. But I want the service call work where, you know, I can get a call. I can go out to the house. I can make a quick, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 and go.
Right.
You know, cause if I can do that 2, 3, 4, 10 times a day, I'll be set.
Right. And that's exactly what this does. I mean, Google did a study, okay, and they found that 84% of the searches that are done on the internet today are done on a mobile device, like an iPhone, an Android, or a tablet.
Right.
Okay, so if you're really having an electrical problem, let's just say there's a big one, something blew in the house, you heard a loud pop, and all the lights are out. Well, your phone works, right? Google's there.
Right.
Right, and so the first thing they're going to see if they Google electrician or emergency electrician or electrician near me, you know, is going to be you. You know, they're going to have access to your number. At that point, all they have to do is click on you. And then you got a live call. So you, in reality, a lot of these guys, what they fail to miss, and especially in this industry, is you have a 10-second window to gain that customer. They're not really fussing about the cost. If there's an electrical problem, my food's going bad in my fridge. The heater's not working. You know, whatever the case. So those are things that, you know, I could care less about the money. I got to solve these problems, especially if they're like me. I got a kid at home. He's 8 months old, you know. So putting yourself on the first page is going to get you exactly that, which are those new clients. You're going to meet those new faces that you haven't met before. These guys aren't going on to Google typing in Thurman Electric if they don't know you. You know, if they know you and they got a business card, maybe they pull out their wallet, they give you a call, but majority of these people are just going to look for an electrical contractor, somebody to come out. And that's what we do. We make it so that you show up for your services, not just your business name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that will definitely be a huge increase.
That was another thing for the whole Angie's Leads thing. You know, it sounded good. He made it sound good. You know, and the only reason I did it was because he gave me $300 in free leads.
Yeah, but
and so actually, I've done right, and so I have a $300 credit, and every time I receive a lead, it comes out of that credit. Well, I did. It was $100. You get 300 leads or $300 in leads, and they waive the membership fee for life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all I would have to pay is per lead. And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. If we ever get slow, it'll be something I could turn the leads on, get a lead, and go do some work, whatever. Well, my very first lead, but the only lead I took so far, which I made my money back on it. He called. I had to call him and set up an appointment and a time, and I had to go through all the steps to basically I'm chasing the work at this point.
Right.
And that's not what I want. I want the work to come to me. I don't want to have to be calling people, making cold calls to get the work because, right, I mean, it may come to that down the road where I'm chasing work, but right now I have enough coming to me. I don't want to be sitting down in the truck making phone calls trying to find it.
Yeah, there's more than enough out there. And the thing is, you know, you don't want those kind of leads anyway. I mean, the guys that are like that aren't in a situation where they need to hurry, right? Anybody that's looking for an electrician on HomeAdvisor is not in an urgent situation, right? So they have the flexibility to price shop. Or wait,
Right.
So you're paying, and then this guy's hearing all five of you out and going with the cheapest one, because in his mind, you're all trusted contractors. That's how it appears on HomeAdvisor. You know?
Exactly.
So
well, and another thing is
cost.
Right, right. And so with his, like in this situation, the guy, he told us the price he got from another contractor. And I realized at that point, they just gave him a blanket price. We'll charge this much to do this. Well, a lot of times, I don't know how familiar you are with the electrical trade, but, you know, it might look like one thing on the outside, but when you open it up, it's a completely different animal.
Yep.
So for me to go in and say, yeah, I'll change that receptacle out, no problem, for $100, it might be 10 hours worth of work to make that receptacle work. You know what I mean? I mean, just, that's for me is, I don't want to go and just say, yeah, I'll do it for $150 and then open up a can of worms that's, you know, I should have charged $1,500.
No, you're honest to a T, and that's a beautiful thing. And that just lets me know that our pre-screening works. But what these guys are doing is they'll go out there and they'll quote them for what's on the surface. And then they don't really let them know what's going on until they're already underneath it, you know, and then you get the surprise,
right.
Hey, this is going to cost a lot more. And sometimes you have to take that route. You know, if people, unfortunately, you know, you tell people one thing, if it's not what they want to hear, you just lose the work altogether, you know, and that's kind of a hard thing. It's kind of a hard thing to prevent. I mean, even when we have you on the first page of Google, you might get a call from somebody thinking it's a $200 job, and you get out there and it's really a $700 job, and they're going to be like, what the heck, you know? That's just part of you got to kind of break it down. I don't think that's really going to leave whether you're on Google or on a pay-per-lead system. That's just the nature of the beast in your industry, you know?
Right. Well, ultimately, what landed us the job, because we were not the cheapest contractor for this guy that we did the job for. I mean, the other contractor, he said, I'll tell you, this is what they told me they would charge.
Right.
And I told him, I said, our thing is you never know what we're going to run into. We actually showed up. They gave him a price over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they called him, told them how much they would charge him to do the job, sight unseen, never even looked at the project.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him, set up a time, we went and looked at the job, and I told him, yeah, this is what I think it will take, this is how long I think it'll take, and this is how much we will charge you to do that. And he was like, you know, he said, because you guys showed up, you looked at it, you told me the possible, you know, scenario that could happen.
Yeah.
He said, I want to use you guys.
Out
because I've seen you now face to face. So yeah, exactly. I mean, that is something that's very real in what we do. I mean, that's a very serious possibility.
I'd rather
people
have
doing work
for right
themselves,
way.
You know. And so I don't know. The people that throw numbers out over the phone, that they make me nervous.
Right.
You know, I would rather lay eyes on it just to know.
Well, it's a perfect opportunity to just say, hey, you know, I'll let you know once we get out there, rather than giving them quotes over the phone. You know, don't feel pressured to jump into it. I tell my guys all the time, when you're on a top recommended option on Google, you have these Google guarantees on there. These people, they know you're a quality business. So you can expect to pay quality prices. You know, you hold your price. They're going to go on there. You're going to get tons of calls. You know, if the guy doesn't like your price, so what? You'll have another opportunity in the next hour. You're in a position where you're handling these people who have an urgent need and are needing to get their problem solved right away, rather than, you know, these guys who are price shopping. So I feel like, you know, that's just another reason why, you know, it won't take you longer than a month or two to see the difference with this, you know. And we're not going to tell you got to sign up for a year. You know, the program is month to month. The pricing is set at $299, so it's about $10 a day. I can't actually get you the credits like HomeAdvisor or Angie did, where they're giving you the $300 credit. But a huge advantage that we do have is the date and the timing. Is if you sign up today at $299, by this time next week, you'd be using it as a write-off for your taxes. So but before your next bill is due, it'll already have taken care of itself. You'll be up there. You might not be able to utilize it because I know you're saying, hey, you're pretty much booked until February, but if you could squeeze a couple jobs in here and there, I mean, I'm sure it'll easily pay for itself with the first client that we bring to the table for you. And then, you know, we can be looking at a long-term relationship. As long as everything goes well that first couple months, you know, by the beginning of March, you can be one of those Google guarantees throughout Benton County and surrounding areas.
Right.
You know, but that's just obviously a progression. I know you just started in June. So to be even having this conversation, oh, you started in June of 2020, not this year. Is that right?
No, this year, 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay, she put 2020 on here. Yeah, so, I mean, to even be having this kind of conversation 6 months in, you're doing something right, you know? But the last time we had a spot available for even to just put you up there locally, like in Benton County, was before you were even in business. It was over 9 months ago. So this is like the first time we've even had an opening since you've been around. And I think you'll see a dramatic change. You know, usually businesses, they aren't profitable until, you know, a year, 2 years in business. Sometimes it's just a lot of spending and not a lot coming in. But with a program like this, it'll definitely shorten that length of time before you see profit, because every time somebody's picking up their smartphone with an electrical problem, you're there. You know, you're easily accessible. So, I mean, that pricing structure is about $200 less than what the competitors are paying for similar placement. Those Google Guarantee guys, they're paying $499 minimum. And if they're covering a larger area, you know, if they want to go like a 100-mile radius, for example, then they have a lot larger bill, closer to like $1,000, $1,500 a month, you know.
What? So, I'll tell you, I used to work for, I don't know, if are you local or?
No. We're okay. Google partners, so we're located right next to Google. Like, they're across the street from us.
Okay.
We're in California. Yeah, we're in California.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. She said local.
Local slash. Yeah, that's the name of the.
Maybe regional. What I don't know. She said something that made me think you were close to here. But
yeah,
I used to work for another company. It was a huge mistake. I was there 6 months, and they just a terrible company. They were a wolf in sheep's clothing for sure. So they drew me in, gave me a good raise, gave me a truck to drive. They do all three trades. So they do plumbing, air, and electric. My brother and I had the opportunity to, they wanted to start their electrical division. And so they gave us the opportunity to start it, and then they wouldn't let us do anything. But they spend thousands on marketing. I mean, they were saying at one point, like, I think they paid Google, it was like $2,500 on marketing for
the year or for the month? Because there's guys that do that.
For the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're a big company. They make a lot of money. They have the money to spend.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't even remember where I was going with this. That's the companies that I'm finding first with the check marks are the big name companies, like, you know, Bud Anderson. They're a big company in Northwest Arkansas. There's Mr. Sparky. There's these bigger companies that are paying a lot of money for advertising. So when you get to that size, you start losing the quality of work. You become a number at that point. You're just a ticket number. You know, you're just
right.
a job number.
Right. So as a mapping coordinator, you know, what I try to do is I try not to have these guys bite off more than they can chew. Okay. So like Benton County, for example, there's 1,812 searches for an electrician in the last 30 days. I know that those numbers will probably increase over the next couple of months. Right. So just based off of history. Okay. I'm not going to jump in and recommend you do a $2,500 campaign, right? Not saying that you won't get there though, Travis. You might get to that point. And it's not that the quality diminishes. What happens is these guys grow. They get more trucks. They get employees. So, yeah. You know, no, the business owner doesn't want to be working forever. They didn't start a business to be an employee. They started a business to be a business owner, right? So the point is they hire people. And obviously, good help is hard to find. So sometimes, yeah, those guys are low quality. They hire them quick and they fire them quick, you know, unfortunately. But I'd rather them do that than to have their reviews and their reputation start going down. Because we do reputation management for you guys. You know, maintain good quality ratings. You'll notice those guys have like 4-star or better, almost all of them that are up there. Right? So we're disputing bad stuff that happens. Yeah, we help them out.
3,338 reviews.
Those 3,000. Trust me, people are more inclined to write bad reviews than good ones. Let me tell you. So, we're definitely helping them with that. But my point is that I want to start you small. You know, on a month to month program at $299, and I don't think that's really that small. I actually think that'll get you to about your maximum capacity right now. Now, that's not saying that we won't have a conversation later where you're calling in and you're going, hey, John, I hired a couple more guys. My trucks now, you know, they got trucks. They can go out over here. They could go out over here. They could go out over here. And I say, okay. So I put you at the top of the list for those territories. And when those spots open up, then we give you the first right of refusal on it rather than going down the list like we're doing now and looking for somebody, you know, that's new in the area to find them. We actually give them the first right of refusal on it. If they don't pick up the phone, that's on them.
Right.
You know, but I like seeing it go to a business that's newer and just getting up and running than to have these big guys try to shove their nose in every single market so that you guys can't get your feet wet, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
ultimately, I mean, that's why I went into business was to – I'm tired of working, making money for other people, paying for other people's vacations. I want to start paying for my vacation. And then, you know, at the same time, it's like, I want to be a quality service. I mean, cause what we do, this is a service for people and people can't do what we do. And so I want to be able to go into people's houses, not take shortcuts, provide them a, you know, make sure that where they are living and the problems they're having are fixed and safe, you know, because that's peace of mind, you know, for any type of electrical issue, people worry about that, you know, and I want to take the worry away from them so that I don't want to go to somebody's house and when I leave, they say, you know, I just don't know if that was if they did the best job, you know, that's what I want to get away from because the last place I worked, they were pressured. You got to move to the next job. You got to go. And there wasn't time for quality, you know. Yeah. So they wanted you to cut corners to make more money. And that's not what I'm about. So.
Yeah. That's not what we're looking for either. We want quality. I mean, at the end of the day, the reason people keep going to Google is because they know they're going to find quality there. And they know we're back here going through the threading process of putting the right people in the right places, you know. And that's also a big reason why we start out month to month. I mean, even if you told me, hey, I want to do a contract right now, I would say, hey, you know, let's hold off on that because we want to evaluate you. You know, if we're putting a guy up there where it's not just about, oh, he's willing to pay for the spot and take on the customers, that's one thing. But if every other day I'm getting a bad review, I had a guy who was refusing to wear masks and people wanted him to wear the masks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's little things, but we want to be able to also cut ties if we have to. You know, so that's why we start out month to month. And then obviously if everything's going smooth, we can provide you with, you know, an opportunity to do something long term that'll actually end up saving you even more money than just the discounts that we applied here. I mean, we have 3-month, 6-month, 12-month programs, you know, even a 12-month program for this 50-mile radius, you know, you could do that for $2,500 rather than if you're paying $299 over the course of the year, you're paying $3,600. And then that $2,500 is going to go even further later on because you'll have the guarantee and you've already gone all through all those background screenings and everything and you already have reviews posted, so people are going to be more inclined. So, you know, the longer you do it, the better it gets, basically.
Yeah.
But you got to start somewhere. Well, you got to build a foundation.
That's what I would like to see. Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, and that's what I'm doing right now with my brother. You know, we're laying the foundation to what will be thermoelectric. And I don't know if it's going to be a one-story home or if it's going to be, you know, a 15-story high-rise.
Yeah.
You know, we're not sure where we want to take it yet. But I'm to the point I've done enough work, I've crawled in enough attics and under enough houses that I'm getting to the point now where I want to start backing up a little bit, start paying somebody else to do that work for me.
Right.
And you know, by gathering new phone calls, by getting the new work, you know, the additional
growing. Yeah, you got to grow. Everybody wants to work for the guy, like you said, right? And he gave you a new truck.
Right.
Everybody wants to work for that guy, you know? We got to get you to that point. You know, you got to build that reputation, get you there, and then all these guys are going to be flocking your way at a chance to work for you. You know, they have consistent work. They'll get a new truck. They'll be able to provide for their families. It turns into a win for everyone, you know? And then you could take a step back and let them, you know, dispatch and do their thing. And obviously, you know, you might still need to talk to a customer here and there if they really are messing up. But, you know, you won't have any problem with that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I want to keep, you know, and I've talked to my brother about it because he's been in a trade longer than me. But, and he's wanting to get into more of the estimating and going out and giving the prices. Mm-hmm. And I would rather focus on like the business side of it, like running the business and invoicing and paperwork and all that, you know, but
right.
I want to stay very involved. You know, if I get to the point where I have, you know, 30 trucks running all over the place, I want to be involved. I don't want to just step back and collect a check and let my company do what it does. I want to be in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I have guys
that I work with, Travis, that haven't been in the field for months. You know, they really haven't. And so these guys, they basically, but they answer the phones. They speak with the homeowner. They give the homeowner, you know, reassurance.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to get a guy out there that he's going to, you know, do this, this, and this, and we're going to figure it out for you, you know. So they act, obviously, still the voice of the company, the face of the company. But, you know, sometimes these guys get so booked out, they're even subcontracting work out to other little contractors around them. You know, just by having first page placement, they're just in a position to be able to respond and focus on just responding and helping people at the point of contact. You know, it's a stressful situation when you're having an electrical problem and you're trying to find somebody. It's so nice when you get a business owner on the line that's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's probably this, this, and this. You know, I'll get somebody out there, take care of it. It's going to be fine. We can knock it out this time. You know, that's ideal, you know, and you can do that kind of work from anywhere, you know, as long as that line is connected to your phone. I mean, you can go throughout your daily activities, you know, I don't know if you're a dad, but I'm a dad, go be your dad or, you know, go do the things you want to really focus on and, you know, these things will take care of itself while still having a hand in there. Now, obviously, if things elevate to a principal level, like, you know, somebody might need to be fired, they really messed up, or insurance got to be pulled for this, you know, then you're going to have, that's where you're going to have to deal with it. So it's not just always the good. You're really going to have to step in when things go really bad too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've got a 4-year-old, he's almost 5, and then I've got a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm
a new dad.
Commercial
my
company.
Son's 8 months old. Oh. He's turned 8 months yesterday. So it's my firstborn.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about
it.
I'm like, yeah, but it's tough because I go to work and then he's gotten to that age now where he's realizing the detachment when I leave. So he starts crying when I hit the door and then he gets super excited when I come home and I start feeling like I'm missing a lot, you know. All of a sudden he's pulling himself up on the table, scooting around the edges of the table now, you know, he's not just crawling. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm missing these things. Mom gets to sit back and so... You know, that's the cons. So I'm kind of probably where you were when you were thinking, hey, I'm going to go, you know, do my own thing, you know. So you might be a step ahead of me on that. The only reason I haven't, I think, to this point is just all the insurance and everything, the benefits. And I went to school to be here and I interned to be here. And now it's almost 10 years of being here. And, it's, you know, it feels like the stability factor, I guess, is coming into play, but it's like, what are you really giving up for that? You know, I want to be more present. So that's a personal decision I'm going to have to make, but just sharing that with you. And I tip my hat to you for having the cojones to say, hey, it might not happen for me until my kids are 4 or 5 or, you know, 2. You know, I don't know until they get there, but you know, I can feel that pressure already of like, hey, you know, maybe I might make less money in the beginning, or things might not be as smooth or feel so secure, but at least I'll be present, you know.
Right. I went from a huge commercial company working 60 plus hours a week to, you know, with young kids at the age you're talking, you know, my daughter was born. I worked 60 hours the week my daughter was born. And then, you know, I took some time off. She actually spent some time in the NICU. So I was able to take time off and be with her. But as soon as I went back to work, it was straight back to 60-hour weeks. And, you know, I told my wife, like, I can't keep doing this. I gotta spend some more time with y'all. Like, this is just not, I'm not okay with this. So this job offer with this other company come up, and they were like, man, we'll pay you $2 more an hour. We'll give you a company truck, like the flexibility. You're going to build this. Like it sounded so good.
Yes.
And, but I was so stressed out. I would go home and I would just like lock myself in the room. Like I was just like, leave me alone. Don't bother me. Like I can't, you know, and so it got to the point 6 months in, I just said, you know what? I'm out. And I left and I started this company, and it's just gone crazy. So.
Yeah, they always pitch you the sunshine and rainbows before they start riding you hard.
Yeah, right. And that's, you know, when they talk at you like that, it sounds all good in theory. And I had some reservations before I took the job, but my brother had been there about 6 months before me. And he was like, oh, man, it's not too bad. They treat you pretty good. He's like, there's a few little things here and there, but for the most part, it's good. And so as soon as I got there, it's like they just, I don't know, they started choking us and wouldn't let us do what we wanted to do. So the day I left, they actually, one of the guys up in the office, and they're one of those companies where their people, their owners are not involved. All they do is collect a check. And that didn't sit well with me. But
yeah,
he had said something about
that says a lot, though, because when the owner, I won't work for a company if I can't talk to the owner of the company. Because they do that for a reason. They don't want to have a get to know you. They don't want to have a attachment to you, because if they gotta let you go, they don't feel anything. You know, they don't realize.
You're a number. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They don't realize that was a man that's providing for his two kids, and they don't want to feel that. You know, they numb themselves from that situation. I don't like that. If I'm going to work for you and I'm going to bust my butt, we only got so much time in this life that we have. If I'm going to give it to you, forget the money. I'm giving you my time, you know, but got to have at least the decency and the respect to look me in my eye and appreciate that we're helping you build your dream at the end of the day. I'm not the one that's getting rich off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, my thing was, I'm the one out here making the money. I'm the one who knows the job that, you know, I mean, these guys are investors. They don't give a crap about the customer. They don't give a crap about the guys in the trucks. They just care about the dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd sit down and have these meetings, which I think meetings are kind of stupid anyways, but that may just be I'm very blue collar kind of country. That's just not my thing. So, you know, we'd sit in these meetings and they would just talk to us about how we can boost our profits. And I'm like, I'll tell you how you can boost your profits. And I would give them things that were holding them back, and they would just throw it under the rug. Like, we don't care what you say. This is what we think, and this is how it's going to be. And so I needed out. I'm going to do my own thing. So far we've been able to pay our bills. We've been able to, I mean, we bought a truck. We've bought some stuff. I mean, we're getting to the point now where we're starting to see some daylight. You know what I mean? And, I would like to start growing.
Getting by is the same thing as drowning, I tell people. It's like you're getting by, but you're still stuck in the middle of the ocean. You got to keep swimming.
Yeah. You're treading water, but you're a mile from the shore.
Yeah,
so.
You haven't gone under yet. Yeah, but you still got a ways to go. Yeah. No, we'll definitely grow you. I mean, you're in actually a really good area for your industry. I'll tell you that. The scary thing I run into sometimes, I run into guys that are in an industry and they want to do well, and then I'm like, well, you know, there was only about 500 searches, 400 searches in the last month, you know, and like 100 of them went to this guy.
Right.
So that's a whole different ball game. You're in an area where there's a surplus. You know, they're actually yes. growing, and it's going to continue to, I mean, this time next year is going to be even busier than it is this year.
Right.
You know? So you're in a good well, position to grow and capitalize on that.
Northwest Arkansas is just in a world of its own. I mean, Walmart is here and Tyson. I mean, there's some massive corporations here that draw in a lot of money and a lot of people. And so I can't believe in my lifetime, I'm only 28 or no, I'm 29 now. I can't keep up anymore. 29 and this area has grown. So there's four big cities right here together. There's Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville, and Rogers. And I'm in Fayetteville right now, which mm-hmm. all four of these towns, whenever I was growing up, like when I was a kid, they weren't touching. Mm-hmm. And there were little towns between them.
Right.
And now it's just one big blob of.
Yeah.
You can drive from South Fayetteville all the way to Bella Vista, which is on the north side of Rogers. It's all, you don't know when you leave one town or the other if it wasn't for the sign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the highway.
And so, yeah.
You're going past
49. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unreal. And just the amount of houses. I live in Silent Springs, which is actually 20 miles west of Springdale. And,
yeah.
you know, when I was a kid, there was 10,000 people. And now it's over 20. I mean, it's over doubled in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's growing consistently. I mean, if you go back 4 years and you look at the search criteria, and again, this is just electricians, I mean, but even people looking up electrical contractor, over the last 5 years, it's grown almost by 300%. You know, you were going from just under 600 searches back 5 years ago to now you have over 1,800 that happened just in the last 30 days, you know. So you
yeah.
could tell that there's a population growing there. You know, that basically doesn't mean, oh, that there's more electrical problems. That just means there's more people. You got to have the people to have the electrical problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you could tell.
And they're definitely coming.
Definitely going up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell the traffic has gotten really bad.
Oh, so. Man. Wait, have you ever been to California?
No, and I don't want to.
Yeah, it's bad. The people are just—they lost their mind, and the traffic is just ridiculous. It'll be a freeway, six lanes wide, bumper to bumper, going 5 miles an hour. It's horrible.
Well, Interstate 49 gets that way at rush hour sometimes, but it's only two lanes for the most part. But then it'll get up. There's actually one section they just widened it to three lanes, and that did help a lot. But it's still the traffic here, like all the roads on and off of the interstate are just stupid. I stay far away from them.
I used to tell people that song Highway to Hell was written about the California freeways by AC/DC.
yeah, I believe it. I've seen pictures and I don't want to go there. Yeah.
Oh, it's just bad. It's bad. And you get one.
I made a comment.
It's just.
Oh yeah, that messes it all up.
Yeah.
I made a comment about Bentonville traffic one time. That town, it's got like two roads that go east to west through the town. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the town drives on those two roads. And so it pretty much all day, they're you can't go anywhere in Bentonville. It's ridiculous. And so I had made a comment about the traffic. I hate going to Bentonville because of the traffic. And that guy, he was apparently from California. He said, oh, you don't know anything about traffic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd fly around out there.
I can get from my house to Bentonville, which is like about an hour quicker than I can get from one side of Bentonville to the other.
I'd go there on vacation, you know. I just bought a 4Runner, cause I had a little sports car before, but my son, you know, so I got a 4Runner. And I'm like, man, I'll go inland as a vacation because I can't drive this thing. I can't enjoy this thing.
Yeah.
I'm basically, I'm just sitting in traffic and it's like a paved road. It's all smooth. I'm like, this thing can go off-roading. I can take it anywhere.
I understand
I'm
that.
Stuck out here. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like that's a vacation now. That's the freedom spot. That's why everybody's moving out there. You're trying to get away from each other. You get a little spread out.
Right.
Yeah. I sent you some text messages. I don't know if you got them, but I wanted you to kind of be able to see what we were doing, and then also have like direct line to me moving forward. If you need help, obviously you could call me directly. You don't got to go through customer service every time.
But
one of
the
links.
Could I look this over and call you back maybe around 4 o'clock? It's 4 o'clock Central Time, so.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I blocked like 3 calls while I was on the call with you. My reps like Tara, basically when these spots open up, they call out. So they have like a list of the electricians or the electrical contractors in the area, and they basically just, they're calling out on it until we fill the spot. So we actually made it about 8, you were like 8th down on the list when we got to you, and then they keep going basically until the spot fills. So basically once I hang up with you, they're going to send me the next pre-screen guy, or they're going to call back somebody already pre-screened and have them transferred over and see if we can make it work. We're trying to fill the position a day.
Okay. Let me look at these real quick.
Yeah, but I gave you a heck of a deal. That's why I wanted you to see it, is because what I was doing for you is I was upgrading you to that platinum package. If you go down just underneath like the Premier Google Partner badge, you'll see the packages.
Okay, hold on
the pricing page. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so which link am I clicking first?
The pricing. The other one's just my number and then an example of a website that we'll build for you so you can see they're good websites. But the one says localsplash.com/pricing.
Okay. So you said the platinum would be the $299?
Yeah, so that's the thing. So normally to cover, you know, Benton County and surrounding areas up to a 50-mile radius, you would need the platinum service. And that's the one that's going to get you the ad, so that way you'll be eligible for Google Guarantee later. I was going to put you on the platinum, but we would do it for $299, the essential package price. And then you'll see in the fine print, you know, they usually want 3-month contract required. We're not doing that for these listings. This would be month to month. And then we're also waiving your $299 setup fee. So you won't have to pay the setup fee either. So altogether, that's an $898 value initially, and then it's usually $599 each month. You're paying $299 out the door, and then it's locked in at $299 each month. So as long as you're with us, you get that rate. And that should accelerate the business and get you into a profitable situation. If they're able to afford it each month at $599, you shouldn't have a problem coming back at half that cost.
Yeah. I mean, that's $299. I mean, you can make that on one call.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. You're not just relying on the Google Places and the Google Ads to get you that one call, right? A platinum package is an A to Z campaign. I'm basically making it so you won't need anything else online, because that's going to put you on the first page of Bing. It's also going to get you the Amazon Alexa voice searches, because both of them use Google as their reference point for customers as well. So they're basically taking our search results and recommending them, Bing and Amazon Alexa. Then we also do a popular directory submission, which puts you on Yelp, Facebook, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, All Pages. There's about 60 directories in there. So if they're searching on those platforms, you're an option to them as well. You'll notice if you look up electricians in Benton County, you scroll down a little bit down the page, there's a home or a Yelp listing there, there's a Home Advisor listing there. You're already on the Home Advisor and Angie's List one, but you'll be on that Yelp directory just like you are with the Home Advisor and Angie one, right? So it's like you have all your eggs in that one basket there, and you're paying per lead. You know, we'll have you on all these different directories. The first page placement on Google, where 90% of your calls are coming from. But I mean, if you could pair this to what you're doing now, this will blow it out of the water. As I'm telling you, it won't take you longer than 30 days. You'll probably wind up canceling them if you haven't already.
Yeah, I had them pause the leads until March. So.
Yeah, so you're basically already not using them, you know?
Right.
And then we get your website knocked out, and it comes with tracking. So I'll actually be able to show you the clients that are coming in And if you are missing a bunch of calls because you're busy, you know, there's still a pipeline in that tracking system. You can go in there and see what they, what keyword or service they looked up to find you, the zip code they came from, and it saves their numbers. So you can always follow up with leads when you have free time if you like, or if you see you need some more opportunities than what's coming in live.
Okay. So I've got my brother here. He just hopped in the truck.
Okay.
You want to give him just a real brief rundown on what you've got going on?
No. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So our company, Local Splash, I mean, just to start from the top, we're a premier Google partner. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We had a listing that became available in the Benton County territory for an electrical contractor, and one of my reps reached out to your brother here, Travis, about the opportunity to put Thurman Electric, Inc. on the first page. Okay, so basically what that means for you is we just want to make it so anytime somebody goes on to Google, Amazon Voice Search, any of the directories in the package that I've approved for him, you guys would be seen as a top recommended option there with a .com website, your name, address, and phone number. You know, and they could call you directly. It's not a pay-per-lead system. I don't know if your brother's already familiar with the Home Advisor and other stuff you're doing, but it's just a flat monthly rate. You know, the customers can all call you directly. You don't have any extra lead fees or have to deal with leads that are going to four or five other guys. So that's the simplest way I can put it in layman's terms.
Yeah. And it's the platinum package, he says, per month.
Yeah.
But this is front page Google. I mean, this is going to get
I mean, after a couple months, you guys will be eligible for Google Guarantee. So, I mean, you're talking about really legitimizing your business. It's not every day you're going to get an opportunity to improve your company by, you know, 30, 40, 50%.
We've been talking about splitting up on maybe getting a helper, and then, you know, one of us focus on projects and one of us take on service calls. This could put us in that could put us in that situation, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody uses Google. I mean, even before the pandemic, Google was already the most dominant form of online marketing for small to medium-sized business owners, but then the pandemic hit, and it's just like, I don't know about everybody else, but our industry hasn't suffered at all. Yeah, it actually
probably grown.
You know, they're like social distancing. Everybody hop online now. We're like ding, 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 ding. You know, so it's just getting better for you guys. You know, if it already wasn't something that would have dramatically changed your business, even more so now. You know, it's like you're basically not going to be an option unless you are up there. You know, most people are going to be searching online. They're not going down the road looking for a billboard or going on the Yellow Pages, which the Yellow Pages is online now too. It's YP.com.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to bring people will call us instead of us having to chase them. He said if we don't take it now, he's moving on the list. But, you know, there's the people that are calling. So. Pretty much, do you think this is something worth investing in?
If he has any questions, I mean, I can hear mumbling, but I can't really hear anything clear. If he has any questions, you can feel free to fire him at me.
Oh, we're just talking amongst ourselves, really, is what.
Oh, okay. Well, take your time. I'll mute myself here.
Okay. Yeah, front page. So basically, you have like three search results and then two ads. And the ads are Bud Anderson, whoever. And then there's three ads, or three top listings. So if you search Google right now, it's Safe and Sound. Yeah. And then if you go to like Cylon Electrician, which I think this would be Northwest Arkansas as well. But, like, you have Safe and Sound,
Grant Electric and Maple.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yep. I'm here.
Would this put us above Maples?
for if you're searching from your location, yes. The further you get away from your location, you'll start to see that shift around. So we're only allowed to tell you that you'll be a top recommended option, but how you're ranking 1, 2, and 3 at the end of the day is going to be based on the location of that end user.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can't tell you, hey, you're going to be above that guy. I'd be lying to you. I'm not allowed to do that. Calls are recorded.
Oh, dang it.
I know that would be a huge selling point if I could say yes, you know, but that's just not how it works.
All right. Hey, I think we're going to go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay. You guys are going to love this.
Yeah, we'll just see how it works. I mean, well, this will basically be for the month of January, so we'll see what happens within that time frame.
Right.
I mean, if we see quite a bit of improvement, you know, because like I was saying, I would like to increase our new customer calls versus just the repeat and the word of mouth. I mean, obviously, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, but I would like to focus on those new urgent calls. That's our bread and butter.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's exactly what this is. It's an online word-of-mouth chain. We're basically showing people, look, all the people have already used Travis and Thurman Electric Inc., you know, and they've had good experiences. There's your reviews right here. Here's their website right here. You know, it's basically an online word-of-mouth chain.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go ahead and set it up.
Okay. I was telling you earlier, too, I don't know. I know you said you've only been in business for about 6 months, but get a good CPA. You know, that is like your tax person, because
this is
a write-off. This is a write-off. So, you know, when you're doing your taxes, just like gas or anything else, you can write it off as a business expense. You're not going to really feel it at all. You know, they're going to end up giving you that back. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was working till 10 o'clock last night gathering up all my paperwork, so...
Yeah, well, hey, it's necessary though, and as a business owner, everything that you can say is a business expense, use it. You know, that's a lot of the reason why these guys get company cards, and you know, even if it's personal gas you're putting in your truck, you put on the company card and say it was for work.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, you get it back, it reimburses you. Okay. So I'm gonna create your profile. Your last name's Thurman, like the business name, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I apply.
Okay. It's thurmanelectric@outlook.com.
All right. Let me go ahead and update here. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes. That's our business number.
Okay. All right, and then did you have a secondary line just in case I needed to get a hold of you, or did you want to add your brother as, like, co-owner?
I mean, you can put my number on there, I guess.
Yeah, this won't be posted. This is just like, hey, if I'm trying to get a hold of you for something, and then we notice, hey, your phone line's busy on the phone because you're getting a bunch of calls from Google, all right, well, I'll go to your cell phone, or I'll text your cell phone, you know?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do mine. My number is 479
Okay.
238-4486. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and update here. All right, and then Google's going to, Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And we only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. Where's the business street address or a residential address that I could send that postcard to?
It's 20262 Nicodemus, Nicobemus.
Church Road?
Church Road, yes.
Okay, I found it here. 72761.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's saying allow 3 to 5 days to receive your PIN verification. Might be a little bit longer because of the new year at the end of this week. So probably